With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Parliament says a Cayman Islands delegation has attended a Commonwealth Parliamentary Association workshop for small jurisdictions in the Maldives. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
Parliament says Deputy Speaker the Honourable Perlina McGaugh-Lumsden and Parliamentary Secretary Julie Hunter joined parliamentarians from small jurisdictions at the CPA Small Branches Workshop in Malé from April 27th to the 29th. The three-day program, hosted by the People's Majlis of the Maldives with the CPA Secretariat, was held under the theme Strong and Independent Parliaments in Small Jurisdictions. Discussions focused on parliamentary oversight, legislative independence, public engagement, and effective governance in small legislatures. They also examined how parliaments in small jurisdictions can uphold democratic principles while serving increasingly complex societies. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
In other news, the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture, and Heritage says it will host 20 young Caymanians in summer internships this year. In a recent statement, the ministry says the placements support the Cayman Islands government's annual summer internship program. Most of the interns will start on June 1st, with others joining later in the summer. Officials say the 20 interns will be placed across youth development, sports, culture, heritage, communications, policy, and events. The ministry says the program is designed to give students practical work experience, help them develop professional skills, and expose them to the day-to-day operations of government. Minister the Honorable Isaac Rankin says the initiative reflects a commitment to investing in young people and supporting workforce readiness. Finally, police are investigating after back-to-back burglaries in Northside. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service said they got a call shortly before 4 a.m. on Friday. In the first incident, it was reported that two masked suspects, quote, unlawfully entered a home along Northside Road. A victim who woke up during the break-in shouted at the suspects who took off with cash in a mobile home. While officers were responding to that incident, they got another report of a second burglary at a nearby home where a masked suspect entered the house and stole cash. No one was injured during either incident, and the matters remain under police investigation. In both cases, police say it appears the properties were left, quote, unsecure, with the doors unlocked. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Anyone who believes they have any relevant CCTV recordings or information regarding these incidents is encouraged to contact the Bodentown Police Station at 947-2220. Again, that's 947-2220. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. Donald Trump says he's not happy with Israel after it continued to attack Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, despite a deal with Iran meant to stop the fighting. He told reporters at the G7 summit in France that too many people had been killed and Israel's prime minister needed to be more responsible. After Mr. Trump made his comments, Lebanese state media said at least four people had been killed in a fresh wave of Israeli strikes. Iran has insisted Israel must end its campaign and withdraw from Lebanon for any deal with the US to succeed. Israel's Supreme Court has rejected a legal attempt to free a Palestinian doctor held without charge for almost 18 months. Hussam Abu Sophia was the director of a hospital in Gaza when he was arrested. Further fuel restrictions have been introduced in Russia for Ukrainian attacks on its oil infrastructure. The producer Tatneft is limiting how much fuel drivers can buy at its petrol stations. France says it will stop using the American AI firm Palantir in its intelligence services data sifting systems. The Prime Minister said France had to build strategic autonomy and not rely on other countries. The French carmaker Renault and defence company Thales say they'll work together to produce military drones. Plunging sales have led several European vehicle manufacturers to move into the defence industry. Sri Lanka's former president Gotabaya Rajapaksa has asked a court to block his potential arrest in connection with 2019's deadly Easter bombings. His former intelligence chief is already in detention amid claims he aided the attacks to help Mr. Rajapaksa win power. Serena and Venus Williams will return to action at this month's Wimbledon Tennis Championships. The sisters have been given a wild card to compete.